It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything@kera.org. Of course, you can always tweet me your questions and answers at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is also the membership campaign. It's our second shot at doing what we can on the Anything Show during this membership campaign. The number to call to contribute today, and it's really important that you do, is 888-694-6931, or you can go online to kera.org and make a contribution there. We've got a great opportunity for you to support the station and Anything You Ever Wanted to Know today. Here it is. Some friends of KERA in Dallas have put a $2,000 challenge on the table to hear from 50 of you during the show today. Thanks to our dedicated friends, KERA can receive an additional $2,000 if we hear from you by 1 o'clock. So the number to call is 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org. Make your new, renewing, or additional membership gift today. Do it right now. We need 50 this hour, or we have to walk away from an additional $2,000. That's huge. Please do your part right now, 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. Okay, now the way to get in touch with the show with your question or answer, and it'd be a question at this point, I would imagine, because we don't have anything to answer yet, but we're about to, because we got an email at anything@kera.org from Lynn in Arlington, who says, I've heard that putting fruit in a paper bag will make it ripen faster. Why, he asks, does that work? He says, I would have suspected something like place it on the windowsill in the sunshine for this purpose. Does anybody know why putting fruit in a paper bag will help ripen it faster? 800-933-5372 or email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Let's see. This is a question from Jim in Weatherford. He says, I'd like to donate a few working TVs. He said, one is an HD TV, but I need to have them picked up from my home. I live in Weatherford. Does anyone know of a company, or can they suggest a company that will pick up for free? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. We also got an email from a listener in Oak Cliff. And this is Renee in Oak Cliff, who's not alone, because I've been hearing this a whole lot in East Dallas, too, especially early in the morning and really at all times of the day. And Renee says, I've lived in Oak Cliff for about 6 years. I recently heard a bird song that I've never heard before. And she says, I recorded it because I thought someone listening to the show might recognize the song. Let's listen. So if you recognize, I have an idea, because this has been driving me nuts for a few weeks, but let's see what the smartest audience in radio has to say about it. Let's see what the most generous audience in radio has to say about it. Last week, not all of you, obviously, because the drive would have ended immediately if every single one of you had given last week at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org, because honestly, there are thousands and thousands of you listening, and that is fantastic. We are thrilled to have you as listeners of KERA. I'm personally honored that you would spend your time with this show each week, which is a heck of a lot of fun to get to do every week. But if you'd all given last week, the drive would have ended right then, because we would have made the goal. It would have been undeniable, because there are so many of you. But 133, I think, of you did give, and thanks to we made the challenge last week in the two-hour show, and raised nearly $16,000 just during the Anything Show. Not that they said it couldn't be done, but golly, that was impressive. But today, we must hear from 50 of you in this hour. 48 left to go at 888-694-6931. 50 contributions at kera.org. That's how you do it. That's how we make the goal. And when we hear from 50 of you, some very generous friends of KERA are going to give the station an additional $2,000. These are people that already give to the station at the friends level. They're going to give an additional $2,000 to KERA today if you will call 888-694-6931, if you will give online at kera.org. Please do it right now. Let's knock this out in the first half of the show, and I can do the requisite, you know, 2 or 3 minute pledge break at the end of each segment. If we can knock this out right now, if you'll just go ahead and do it right now, I'll squinch down the pledge breaks in the second and third segment. How's that sound? Is that a deal? If you'll call right now, 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. Let's make the goal in the first 20, 30 minutes of the show, and then we'll do a whole bunch of questions and answers and stuff in the second part, okay? 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. Just do it. Just right now. Take this moment right now. Don't, you know, there was a few minutes ago, we played a piece from Ira Glass, and he said, go on the donate page and sit there and stare at it for a while. Don't even do that. Just immediately fill out the form and let's get it taken care of. Because we are, what is it, should I even say it out loud? This is day 10, I think, of the membership campaign. We're scheduled to go, you know, well into next week. And, you know, we could really make a huge dent in what's left to successfully finish this drive if you would just get on board right now and call 888-694-6931 or go to kera.org and donate there. And listen, we're going to give away a ticket to see David Sedaris. It's a week from next Thursday. I think it's at the Windspear Opera House. It's a sold-out show. It's at City Performance Hall. This is a sold out show. It's one of a few shows David Sedaris is doing. You know, the last time that I was over there when David Sedaris was here, he had to sign. He stayed until like 1:30 in the morning to sign autographs afterward, because that was at the Windspear and that place was jam packed. And this is probably the best chance of you to get to see David Sedaris. You're automatically entered to win when you make a contribution or when you contribute online at kera.org. You've already decided to do this. You've already actually made up your mind that you're going to support KERA. But we just need to move to completion of that ideation right now, because that will really get us a lot closer to our goal here. This is something you've been thinking about. I mean, let's be honest. You've been thinking about supporting the station, possibly for a long time. You might have been considering it for years. And, you know, there's been research in the past that people do listen for 4 or 5 years before they finally get around to giving. But this is your moment right now. This is your chance right now to do it at 888-694-6931. Give yourself permission to contribute at kera.org. Just do a little bit. Just do whatever is right for you. And then we'll squinch down the pitching in the last half of the show if we can make this in the next 15 minutes. 48 contributions to go, 888-694-6931, or online at kera.org. The other number, of course, is 800-933-5372, and that's where we find Hannah in Corsicana. Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well.
I have a question regarding a plant. I'm looking for an African violet.
Okay.
I've looked in several nurseries and like Home Depot, and I just cannot seem to find one. So I'm hoping that somebody out there can direct me to a nursery or a store anywhere in DFW.
Okay.
Or surrounding town.
But you're in Corsicana, though, so that would be the most convenient, probably.
Well, I'm actually from Corsicana. I just like represent my hometown.
Oh, cool. Okay. So shout out to Corsicana, and Hannah, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks so much, Jeff.
You
have a great day.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, and that's what Jimmy did. And Jimmy says, some fruits release ethylene gas, which aids in ripening. And he says a bag results in a higher concentration of the gas and thus faster ripening. We also got some emails on this at anything@kera.org. Teresa says putting the fruit in a loosely closed paper bag traps the ethylene gas inside and accelerates ripening. Don't seal the bag too tightly, Teresa says, or don't use a plastic bag. However, she says if you trap too much moisture, mold may grow. If you really want to ripen things in a hurry, put an apple in the bag with your other fruit because apples produce a lot of ethylene gas. And then she says, thanks for everything. Well, thank you, Teresa. Let's see, one more on this from Zach, who says, the fruit, this is a definitive, I'm calling this one, a definitive answer. The fruit ripens by concentrating the ethylene gas that's given off by some fruit as it ripens. I've heard, and someone can maybe confirm this, so let's call this another question. I've heard that the ships that bring bananas, actually they use some ethylene gas in the ship hold. So the bananas we get here, which are, by the way, all genetically identical to one another. That's why bananas are so at risk. But the bananas we get here, they're cut green. I think they're the Cavendish. I think it's a Cavendish banana. Again, please call and expand or correct me on this. But I've heard that they ripen them in the holds with some good old ethylene gas. 800-933-5372, email anything@kera.org, or tweet me @JeffWhittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phone and talk to Gene in Plano. Hello, Gene.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I enjoy your show. It gets pretty interesting.
Thank you.
I had a question about on 635, mm-hmm. You know how when they, on the toll road, when they switched over to using toll tags instead of the toll booths, they put up the readers that would read the toll tags? Well, they're putting the similar readers up on 635 where you get on and off the highway on the free lanes. I've noticed them between 75 and west of 35 mm-hmm. across free lanes. I was wondering if anybody knows if they're planning on making 635 a toll road the way they did 121, or if those are for reading the RFID chips they're putting on credit cards now. Or
well, part of 635 is the Tex Express lanes. There's now a whole new 635 that's beneath the free part of 635. And my guess would be that they're tracking the people who get on and off the Tex Express lanes, on either end of that. But that's just my guess. We'll see if somebody knows. We usually get answers on this pretty
quickly.
This
is on the free lanes, though.
Right, exactly. But you have to get on the free lanes and then get on the pay lanes. I haven't heard anything about 635, the regular part, becoming a toll. A tolled road, but we'll see what the audience has to say.
Thank you.
Thanks
for
calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Got a couple of emails about the bird, and I actually reached out to a friend of mine, Carrie Robinson, about this, and she also agreed with our emailer, Linda, who says that bird is a... Can we hear it again? We can keep the music up, too, but that bird is a... Yeah. White-throated sparrow, which I found a bunch of different white-throated sparrow calls on the... One of my favorites, the Cornell ornithology app. I think it's called Merlin. Pretty cool. Didn't sound exactly like that, but maybe that's the white-throated sparrow with a southern drawl. But Linda is the first emailer on that. Thanks also to Carrie for her answer when I emailed her yesterday, and to Renee for the original question, the audio question on anything you ever wanted to know. You can ask a question, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or tweet me @JeffWhittington. Make your contribution at kera.org, though, because we're still looking for 40 this hour. It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on your public radio station, KERA, in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. And we have a Texas-sized goal this hour of 50 new or renewing members or additional gifts. Any amount counts. And my offer still stands. If we can make this in the next 7 minutes, and that means you calling 888-694-6931, or you contributing online at kera.org. I'll minimize the pitching at the end of this segment and at the end of the last segment, and we'll get as many questions and answers today as we possibly can. But our goal is 50, and we've got 37 left to go. And what happens if we make that? Well, some friends here in Dallas, and friends literally, and friends of KERA, which means they give over $1,500 a year to the station already. They've put up an additional $2,000. An additional $2,000 if we can hear from 50 of you this hour at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Think of it this way. It's like adding $40 to your contribution, because 50 into 2,000 is $40. So think of it that way. It's kind of like you're stretching, thanks to these friends who are super dedicated and already give at a higher level. Your contribution of $40 is essentially doubled. Your contribution of $80, it's 50% more. You can make your contribution right now at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org and help us get there. 37 left to go to make the goal. Do it right now. 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org. You can call us with your question at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. It's what Justin did, who says on the LBJ, the toll tag readers on the free lanes on LBJ, Justin says the LBJ Express uses those to determine traffic volumes and speeds on the free lanes. So I guess when you see those signs that say 8 minutes to I-35, that's where some of that comes from, I guess. Again, I guess. Nick tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter and says, looking for free mulch. He says, we need a lot of free mulch in the Red Oak area. So if you know a place to get free mulch in Red Oak, hit us up on Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. I have, by the way, retweeted those, so you can follow along and play along on your own Twitter account. Got an email here from Vanessa in Plano, who says, I'm looking for a place that's selling a Joseph's Coat rosebush. Anybody know where to find a Joseph's Coat rosebush in Plano? Let's see, email from Theodora, who says, I'd like to convert part of my lawn into a wildflower garden. Is there a fast, effective, and organic method I could use to get rid of my green grass? Well, you could probably just till it up or dig it up and make sure you keep the soil. But we'll see if anybody has another answer for you on that. Ron did chime in on the banana question via anything at kera.org and says, the Cavendish cultivar is the banana we pretty much see worldwide. He says, it was developed due to its resistance to a fungal blight that wiped out the rest of them. There's a problem, though, he says. There's a newer fungus that threatens the Cavendish. New cultivars are under development. He says, but my grandparents told me when I was young that they no longer liked bananas, as the flavor was quite different from the bananas they had when they were young, and this was in the 60s and early 70s. You can taste some of those interesting bananas if you travel I know that they have interesting little bananas in Hawaii, and sometimes you can find other flavors, I guess, other varieties around. But anyhow, thanks, Ron, for that. You can call us, 800-933-5372, and that's what Ben has done in Dallas. Hey, Ben.
Hey, just had a little bit to add to the answer regarding the LBJ monitors.
Yeah.
I agree that they are for monitoring the traffic going onto the free lanes, but I think the real point of them is because the Texpress lanes use surge pricing.
Okay.
So they use that to determine how much to charge the toll road.
Exactly. That makes perfect sense. So,
I think they also have them on 35 entering 635.
Yeah, because that's a surge pricing area too.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Ben, thanks for calling.
Sure, thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is another Ben in Carrollton. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I just had an answer. There's been two questions about plants. I think an African violet and a rosebush.
Yeah.
There's a nursery over, it's at 35 and Beltline. It's called Strong's Nursery, like a strong muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one called Green's Produce. I think it's in Arlington, but they both have kind of eclectic plants, okay. I guess. There, you might check those out.
Worth calling and ahead, too, probably.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But I actually had a question also about freeway stuff, but on George Bush, they've recently, in the past few months, opened a like an extra lane for like rush hour traffic, and it's only technically open for certain hours during the day, but it's a permanent lane with no barrier. So I'm just curious why they designated it to be a temporary, like, certain times of day lane.
Is there a sign or something that says only between 4 and 7 o'clock or something like that?
Exactly, yeah. Huh. It says for, like, morning and evening rush hours only.
All right, well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
All right, thanks, Jeff.
Thanks,
Ben. Love the show.
Thanks also to Ellen Malone in Fort Worth. Thank you so much, Ellen. Thank you, Peter Roberts in Dallas. Peter, really appreciate you. Thanks to Kathy Crocker in Fort Worth. Thank you so much, Kathy. And Crystal Glushko in Euless. Crystal, thank you very much. These four fine folks have supported the station in the last few minutes. Please join them right now, 888-694-6931. Or do it online at kera.org. There's a challenge in play. We still need to hear from 35 of you. 35 of you by 1 o'clock, and we're making pretty good progress. Our goal is 50, but I would really hope 32. Just got an update. 32 contributions left to go to make the goal and to make the challenge. I'd really hope to do it by 12:30, which just passed. Into the past. So we're going to have to, we'll sweat this one out together, especially if you've already made your contribution. You're right there with me, hoping that we can make it because, hey, $2,000 is a lot around here. $2,000 is, you know, a little bit more probably than one reporter's field kit. $2,000 is, you know, microphone maintenance. $2,000 is licenses for editing software that we all have to have so that we can all do our jobs, so that you can turn on the radio and hear the news and shows and public radio stuff. $2,000 is a lot of public radio stuff. $2,000 is pens and Post-its and paper clips. And, you know, $2,000 is, you know, helps keep the lights on. $2,000 helps keep the transmitter turned on. We have a 100,000-watt transmitter. So, you know, imagine 100-watt light bulb is burning 24 hours a day. And imagine what your electric bill would be if you had 100,000-watt light bulbs burning in your house 24 hours a day. The $2,000 that we might get if 32 of you decide to call and give whatever's right for you, whatever amount is right for you, will go a long way. It'll go a long way toward helping us successfully in this membership drive. And you know why you listen. You know why you've thought about giving to the station. Nowhere else are you going to find a show like this that literally turns the content over to you. You are essentially in charge. You are the producers of this show every week. You know, when you email and you call and you tweet me, you're the ones that kind of set the stage for what we're going to do on the Anything Show each week. And it's still surprising to me sometimes. It's hard to believe, but nearly 10 years in, it's still surprising to me that the phones light up. Sometimes it takes a few minutes. Sometimes, you know, it's sometimes it's lots of calls, sometimes it's lots of emails, sometimes it's, lately it's been a lot more on Twitter, because we're finally catching up, you know, to 2008 here on the show. This is the only place you're going to find something like this. And we're just asking you to give $5 a month or $10 a month, or if you want to be a friend of KERA, $125 a month, or just $5. Just give $5 to the station. We just need 32 more contributions to make this goal, to make this challenge. $2,000 on the table from some friends of KERA here in Dallas who said, we want to support the station, but we want to leverage this support. We want to lead the way. And that's really what this is. This is just a leadership gift. And, you know, people have called and given $3 on this show. People have called and given $300 during the show. People have called in the past and given $3,000 in this show. We've had shows where we had a challenge like this on the table, and somebody called and said, I'll add $3,000 to the challenge, and now it's a $5,000 challenge. You really do get to decide. But, you know, it's crucial. It's vitally important that 30 more of you decide right now to call 888-694-6931 or to give at kera.org. To get on the show, you can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. From the email, Dennis writes, the Salvation Army will pick up TVs and any other donated goods from your home. Just call the Salvation Army to schedule a time. So that's for our listener in Weatherford who had some TVs to donate. Brittany wrote to us anything at kera.org and says, I have found African violets available at both Callaway's Nursery and at Trader Joe's. And Brittany says, happy planting. Thank you, Brittany, for that. Let's see. We got an answer on the Texpress lanes from Denise. This is a confirmation of our earlier call. The Texpress lanes are charged according to congestion on the free lanes. So they're tracking cars on the freeway. And the more congested the freeway lanes become, the higher the rates become on the tollway. And Denise says it's the same on every Texpress freeway in the Metroplex. We got an email, anything at kera.org, from Stephen, who asks, how large does a rock have to be considered a boulder? So I guess you've got a pebble, right? You have a pebble, a stone, a rock, and then a boulder. And I'm curious if there's another gradation above boulder. Good question. Let's see if we get an answer for you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Looking for 30 more contributions down the hall at Pledge Control Central. That phone number, of course, is 888-694-6931. Or you can go online and take care of that right now at kera.org. Thanks to two more listeners, because now it's 28 calls or online gifts of any amount left to go to make the goal. Don't forget, we've got a drawing in play. When is the drawing in? Is it 7 o'clock tonight? 7 o'clock tonight, and it's two tickets, right? So it's a pair of tickets. I'm getting clarification here shortly. 7 o'clock tonight, a pair of tickets to see David Sedaris at the Dallas City Performance Hall on Wednesday the 27th of April. I'm just pulling this out from listening to other pledge breaks all morning. Sold out show, the David Sedaris, the David Sedaris, right here in Dallas. I think it's the first of three shows. I would be shocked if the whole shebang isn't sold out too at this point. I know he's doing the 27th, 28th, and 29th. I would be astounded if it's not completely locked up. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets tonight at 7 to see David Sedaris live in Dallas on the 27th. And you can get in that drawing with your contribution right now at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Of course, you can see the rules and get in the drawing online at kera.org. But you're automatically entered. Into the drawing when you give at kera.org in any amount. By the way, it's worth mentioning, we don't really often see this I just was handed this sheaf of papers here, and we don't often see in parentheses, may contain adult content and language on public radio. So that ought to spur you even faster to the phone at 888-694-6931. Or online at kera.org. Make your contribution, get automatically entered to to win a ticket for you and a friend to see David Sedaris on the 27th. Sold out show. Potentially naughty is what I'm going to, that's what I'm going to say. A potentially, probably there'll be a naughty bit in the show. So David Sedaris is hilarious and a huge supporter of public radio. He has supported the station before. David Sedaris has handed some of our folks a check before when we've been in a membership campaign and he's been here. So join David Sedaris in supporting KERA. This David Sedaris performance is presented by the Dallas Museum of Arts, Arts and Letters Live, AT&T Performing Arts Center, and KERA, by the way. So you can win tickets to that. Tonight at 7, 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. Please make your contribution right now. 28 to go to make our goal. Let's see. I think we have time to squeeze in one more call before the break. Let's talk to Victoria in Arlington. Hey, Victoria.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Well, I have an answer to the question about how to get rid of a green grass in order to make a butterfly garden. And what you do is you get three layers of newspaper, just regular newspaper, mm-hmm. not the colors
right.
part, but just the black and white, and you wet it down, and you make sure that it's not going to blow away, weight it down, and it should take about a week.
And you just put that over your grass, and that takes care of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done it. It works.
Victoria, thanks so much for calling.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. And as long as Twitter's up, we've got Twitter going here. And Cody tweeted me, at Jeff Whittington, and says, regarding those bush lanes, the bush tollway lanes during rush hour, he says, my understanding was that during certain times, those lanes are considered HOV only. Other times, they're open to all. And Chris tweeted me and says, I fix Mac computers all day, and KERA is my reliable work companion. And Chris says, no question, no answer. Chris just wanted us to know that he just donated and waited for our show to do it. Thanks so much, Chris. And Chris says thanks, but thank you, Chris. And I'd love to thank you when you make your contribution at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. 28 contributions to go to make our goal and get the challenge. Please be the next one. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Or, of course, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got a couple of emails on this. This is from, we got an email and we got a call. Let's actually talk first on the phones to Ashley in McKinney. Hello, Ashley.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
I had an answer, and I apologize, I only got part of the question, but he was asking about pebbles and the size of boulders and things like that.
Yeah, what is the size at which a rock becomes known as a boulder?
Okay. I was a geotechnical lab tech for a while, mm-hmm. and they break it down into starting with clays, then silts, then sands, and above sands is what they call pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
And a pebble starts off at about 64 millimeters, and then above that, and there's all different sizes of pebbles, and then it goes into what they call cobbles, which
oh.
are what we would call a boulder.
Right.
And that's usually around about 2 inches to 2.5 inches. Anything above 2 inches is generally, and I'm generalizing there. It gets way more specific than this, but anything about
right.
2 to 2.5 inches is a cobble.
Okay. Now, we got an email from Ron who says, a boulder is a rock fragment with a size greater than 25.6 centimeters in diameter.
Oh, well, there you go. That's
so, all right. So we're
larger than a cobble.
So is there anything bigger than a boulder? Like, is there
I don't know. You know, geotechnical guys, they're usually dealing with foundations and road work and stuff like that, and I don't see them intentionally putting anything larger, you know, into that mix. So,
okay.
I don't know.
So a boulder is anything from 20, whatever this is, centimeters to basically the earth.
Right.
The earth is also a boulder.
Right. Then it becomes a mountain, and, you know.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, okay, we have a mountain. Okay, cool.
Then it's an elevation thing.
Ashley, thanks for calling. All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Dennis wonders, how a radio station like KERA tracks the number of listeners? Is it based on the number of people who call in, or is it something like the Nielsen television rating systems? We used to, radio used to rely on handwritten diaries that Arbitron was, which was the ratings organization then. It may still be Arbitron now. Someone's going to correct that. But we used to actually send out diaries to people, and it would say, you know, and I know this because I did it in college. Long before I was in radio, I actually got a letter, just a random letter in the mail that said, would you like to be a diary keeper for a ratings period? And I said, sure. And you would write down each day part by 15-minute increments what you were listening to on the radio and then mail it in. And it was funny because they would send you reminders to mail in the diary, but the reminders to mail in the diary would have like a dollar bill in it. I'm not kidding. This is back in the early 90s. Get like a letter in the mail. Oh, yeah, I need to send my diary in because here's a dollar. Now, the way it works is people wear these little pager things. And they're selected the same way randomly in a market. And they're called PPMs. I think that stands for portable people meter. And essentially the stations now broadcast an embedded coded stream of metadata. If you've noticed in your car that it tells you what station you're listening to and what the song is and who the artist is on your car's radio display, that's all embedded in that audio track. So stations now broadcast along with this show right now, there's some data that says this is KERA. And the little meter that it's like about the size of a pager that a listener who's been selected for a ratings period wears records that data stream. And it keeps track of how much time that listener's exposed. So if you walk into a room and one station's on and you're in there for up to a certain number of minutes, that time gets logged as a listener. It was listening to that station. And then, you know, they plug in their meter at night and it uploads the information through the cellular network. And that's how we get the numbers now. So that it's still extrapolated out because not everybody, there aren't 8 million people all across North Texas wearing meters. There's a sampling and then the numbers get extrapolated out. But that's how, that's a short story long version of how it's done. So, we got an email at anything@kera.org from Jim in Dallas, who says, if you're looking for free mulch, because we had that one tweet, he says, look for or listen for tree pruning going on in your area and ask them to dump some or all of the shredded material on your property. He says they will gladly do this so they won't have to haul it off and pay to dump it someplace else. So, great suggestion. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We still got some distance to go here, and we have about 11 minutes to make it. And I feel like we can make it if you will call. I've been saying this seems like my whole life here at KERA, but we can make this happen. We do make this happen because you support it. You're listening to KERA right now because sometime between, well, all the time, ever since 1974 when the station went on the air, ever since then, people have given to the station. That's the only reason you're able to listen to KERA today is because people here in North Texas have opened their hearts, their minds, their ears, and they've opened their wallets for KERA. And trust me, it's not a small thing to ask you to send money to the radio station. The people who are asking you to send money to the radio station work in public radio, and a lot of us are journalists too. and you know, it's like this is a not-for-profit station. It's a not-for-profit organization, and we're not trying to raise as much money as possible. We're trying to raise the necessary amount of money so that we can continue to bring you the service. so we can pay our staff reasonable pay rates. You know, what I'm getting at is there's not a whole lot of extravagance here. And it is a big deal to ask you to send money to the station. And that's why it's just so fantastic when you do support the station. And obviously people have, because we're here and we've been here since 74. And we're not planning to go anywhere, but the only way this radio service is a success, the only way it exists, is because people like Alex Zapata in the Colony and Adam Ottwine in Dallas and Lisa Dawson in Dallas and Jerime Harris, and is it Jerime or Jerome Harris? I think it's Jerime Harris in Dallas. Thank you so much to each of you. The only way the station continues to make it is because Cody in Dallas makes a contribution and says, I thoroughly enjoy the lack of screaming on KERA, which I'm right there with you. Michelle in Dallas gave and says, this is Michelle LeMay Patton in Dallas, who says, true reliability and satisfaction. I love every piece of knowledge and entertainment and every entertaining moment that KERA has given me over the years. I can always count on the station's content for enrichment. Thanks so much. Thanks to Chris Leeds in Dallas. I read his tweet, but I'm going to read his comment here too. And he says, I can't imagine my day without KERA. No other station or programming could substitute. Thank you. And thank you so much. This is from, got a contribution here from Mary Collins in Dallas, who says, KERA is my first in the morning and last at night news source. In fact, she says, I'm listening to Jeff Whittington right now. Well, Mary, I'm listening to you. Thanks so much. 888-694-6931 is the place to make your contribution. We've got 17 left to go to make this goal. We can do it if you will join these fine folks. Speaking of fine folks, Liz Golding in Dallas has made a contribution. Full disclosure, I personally know Liz. She is a fine folk. And she says, KERA keeps me current on local, national, and international events, and I use what I hear on the air with the community college students I teach as well as in my everyday life. Liz, thank you so much for your contribution. Thanks also to Nancy Taylor in Gordon, Texas, who is thankful for the fair reporting that she hears on KERA from around the world. Thanks to Christopher DeClerc, who says, these days, so much news is slanted one way or the other. I appreciate KERA's focus on reporting the news without bias. Christopher DeClerc in Colleyville, you are welcome, and thank you so much for your contribution. I want to thank Mark Hairston in Dallas. And Mark Hairston, who is, he's kind of like our, you know, space science correspondent for the Anything Show up at UT Dallas, and who gives us great answers on the show. Mark says, NPR and KERA not only give me information about the world, but more importantly, the context to understand the information. And Mark, you contribute as well. Thank you so much for your monetary contribution, and thank you so much for calling into the show from time to time. We have a challenge in play, folks. All of these folks have responded. Thanks to all of them, we have 13 contributions left to go. 13 contributions left to go. 6 minutes to do it. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. We've got some friends here in Dallas, friends of the station, and friends, like actual friends, and actual friends who give to the station. They put $2,000 on the table, but we've got to hear from 50 people by 1 o'clock, and we have 13 left to go. Call us, 888-694-6931, or go online to kera.org. We got an email at anything@kera.org from Eric Bright, our director of radio operations, who chimes in on the ratings question to basically save me from saying the wrong thing. And thanks, Eric. Thanks for listening, by the way, Eric, down the hall. But Eric says, Arbitron got bought out by Nielsen, and now it's called Nielsen Radio, and we do use the people meters, PPM, that sense a subcarrier that we put on the 90.1 signal. It says it's also embedded on the KERA.org stream. It's not technically the same as the RDS data, the song title, et cetera. But it's not technically the same. It's just a little bit different signal, but I guess it works in the same kind of way. And the really cool thing is we're able to tell when people are listening online, and more and more and more of you are listening online. We know it because the ratings tell us. And you know what? That's fantastic. I've even come around to listening on my phone, listening on the KERA app, occasionally listening on the computer because it's convenient. And we know that many, many of you are listening to the station that way. And that's something we're thrilled to provide. You know, our responsibility is to provide to you the reporting, the storytelling, the journalism, the news, the important information that you need, however you want to get it. We still have the radio station, and I don't think that the radio station, you know, the actual terrestrial broadcast element, is going to go anywhere anytime soon. But we know that many, many, many of you are getting this content digitally now. And that has a cost. I mean, that's something that in 74, when they launched the station, no one even thought for the internet. No one even talked about that around here. You know, we were cutting tape and then gluing. Well, we weren't. I wasn't. We're cutting tape, though, and then sticking it back together to play you the story. So we've had to make a huge investment and to continue to update and upgrade that investment to bring you the online, the streaming, the digital service. And all we're asking you to do is give what you can at 888-694-6931. Listen as much as you want. Take as much as you want from the service, please. Even if you can't afford to give, that's fine. But if you can afford to give, please do it right now. And pick up the KERA Go Public t-shirt. This is the new KERA Texas flag Go Public logo tee. It's got the KERA and Texas flag lockup. It says Go Public. It's gray. It comes in men's and women's sizes. Check it out online at kera.org or call 888-694-6931 and make your contribution. It's $7.50 a month as a sustaining member. Very, very doable. Very doable for many of you. Give what you can right now because we have a challenge in play and we have about a minute and a half left. Looking for six contributions at 888-694-6931. Six contributions online at kera.org. Remember, this is a $2,000 challenge. If we don't hear from six of you in the next couple of minutes, we're not going to be able to accept this $2,000 challenge from some friends of KERA here in Dallas. Please do your part right now at 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org. And don't forget, someone is going to win tonight at 7 o'clock a couple of tickets to the sold-out David Sedaris show at City Performance Hall on April 27th. This is quite a deal. David Sedaris is coming. He's going to do three shows, I think. This is co-presented by the AT&T Performing Arts Center, Dallas Museum of Arts, Arts and Letters Live, and KERA, and we will send you, lucky you, if you're the lucky one, and your even luckier friend who you get to invite if you're the winner at 7 o'clock tonight. We're going to give two tickets away to this David Sedaris show on April 27th. You're automatically entered to win when you give at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Three contributions left. We totally have this if you will pick up. Don't think three other people are going to do it. You have to actually make the call right now. Listen, if I could dial the number for you, if I could reach out through the radio and punch in 888-694-6931 or, you know, browse you over to kera.org or just hit the donate button on your KERA app that you're listening to right now, walking back into the building from lunch or heading out to lunch or sitting in your car eating lunch, I would do that for you. I would help you decide which thank you gift to get or to not get a thank you gift at all. But the decision is ultimately yours. I can't make the decision for you. That's where it stands. It's in your hands. We need two more contributions. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. We have a $2,000 challenge on the table from a friend of KERA, Okay, hey, I'm getting an update. We did make the goal. And actually, we're at 52. Thank you so much. Wow. So now we can accept this extra $2,000. That, my friends, is two challenges in a row for the folks that listen to Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Thank you so much to this friend of KERA here in Dallas, these friends of KERA in Dallas, for the extra $2,000. Hey, little program note. The Think Team, which I'm a part of, is going to D.C. next week. And in this chair next Friday, you'll have Lauren Silverman as the host of Anything next week. We'll be back the week after that. We're going to be getting ready for Think in D.C. And you'll have Lauren Silverman here next week. And hopefully it'll be pledge-free. But you can still contribute at KERA.org. And thank you so much again to everybody for your support.